There's no such thing as a non-important human being.
Amen.
There's no such thing as a human being that is not important. And you're an important part of this body.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland along with Dr. Don and Mary Colbert as they explain why God has placed such a high value on each of us. It's a price that we should never take for granted.
One word from God and change your life forever. Praise God. I know. I have experienced it. When I was at the worst and the lowest, and I thought, dear God, is there any way out of this body of bondage? And one word from God, and 5 minutes later, you're up and gone again. Amen. This is a Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get right into God's word today. Father, we just praise you and thank you. Thank you for sending Dr. and Mary Colbert onto this broadcast and into this studio today. We just give you praise for their lives and what they're ministering to your body all over the world, teaching us and training us how to do the things we knew we were supposed to do all the time. And we thank you for it, Lord. We receive your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Doc, welcome.
Thank you. It's great.
Mary, God bless you, dear, and welcome to this broadcast. I really got something on my heart, and I'm gonna read the book and let you rip into whatever you need to rip into, because I know you and I know your heart. The Lord has really been dealing with me about this for a number of weeks now, well into months now, and it's one of those. It's one of those heavy things that when it's time to go on up to another level, you know, you pull the hill and the Spirit of God is moving in, training it, and it just suddenly, all of a sudden, this thing that God is pulling you on up to a place, you just begin to see it on the every line and on there, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is so strong in me right now, and before we started the broadcast today, it just rose up on the inside of me in the line of what we've been talking about here for the last couple of days. In 2 Corinthians 9, yesterday we were in 2 Corinthians 10. Let's back up into the ninth chapter here. I was one day just praying and just allowing the word to come out of my spirit and out of my mouth, feeding it into my mind and so forth. And I said, and thank God he's the provider of seed to the sower and bread for the eater and multiplies the seed sown. And then, you know, what's going on. And the Spirit of God arrested me. Just stopped me. He said, that's not what I said. And I said, what? He said, I didn't say that. He said, go get your Bible and read that scripture. So I opened it up here. Now he that ministers seed, and the word minister just rolls up and grabbed me. He said, I didn't say I was the provider. I said I minister seed to the sower. And I minister bread for the eater. And I minister the multiplying of the seed sown. Well, that means he uses us. That means it's part of his high priestly ministry. And Doc, this one just got all over me. He ministers bread for your food. Now, there's a whole lot more to this than God just providing something on your table you can stick in your mouth. He is the minister of our desires, what I like to eat, what, and I used to be, I'm telling you, if there was ever a human pig, I was it. I mean, I'd eat a whole loaf of bread at a time, man. I just pure glutton all my life until I got a hold of the Word of God. And it's amazing to me how over a period of time, allowing the Lord Jesus to be my minister of my food, how my food desires have changed. The pie and the cake and the sugar and all of that, the junk stuff.
The stronghold stuff.
The stronghold. Dear God, stronghold. Mm-hmm. But He has ministered a change in me so that I wouldn't eat that any more than I would drink alcohol. I won't eat that any quicker than I would partake of tobacco in any form of those things. Mm-hmm. It took its place. Now, I had to believe for it, but it took its place. That has no part in my life. And there's His ministry. It's not just going to the health club. You're not going to stay going to the health club if Jesus is not going to be there to help you work out. He knows more about working out than anybody in town, man. And having Him in the middle of this is so big.
Well, that's what makes it successful. And again, a lot of people are saying, well, why is a doctor talking about, you know, the Word of God and all that? Because I've tried it over the years. I've been practicing medicine over 20 years. And I'm telling you, long-term, medicine generally doesn't work. And also...
it doesn't. It really doesn't.
And also a mindset, that's usually, even though we try and corral this flesh and get it to do what it's supposed to do, it will rebel. It is programmed to rebel. And so unless we get this Word in us, get it in our minds, get it in our thoughts, meditate on it, speak it, we literally have to take God's Word and we have to eat it and we have to meditate on it so much it becomes a part of our life. And then we are led by the Spirit and we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We're able to literally walk through this by the Spirit.
You can literally change this thing if you'll take enough time.
You change the autopilot.
Yeah, you can change it.
Instead of being programmed with the fallen nature of Adam, we are programmed with the overcoming power of the Holy Spirit, which is in us, and we're able to take the Bible, God's Word, His owner's manual of how this mind and how this body works, it's all in here, and literally we're able to change these strongholds, we're able to shatter strongholds that have been binding people for years on their weight, with their sicknesses, with their high blood pressure, with their high cholesterol, with their heart disease, with their cancer, with their type 2 diabetes. We're able to shatter those strongholds, and these people are able to eventually get off these meds.
Do you know how I got onto your ministry?
Sure don't.
It was Jesus ministering to me. Mm-hmm. He caused us to come together, and He let me know that you were a minister of health.
Yeah.
Now, see, He said He ministers it. Mm-hmm. I needed to know things. There were things I was up against it in some areas, and I wasn't progressing physically, and I had started down the other way, and I'm grabbing at it with it, you know. but I wasn't getting hold of what I should have. I turned to Jesus, my minister.
Right. That's so
good. I began to say, Lord, now, you know, I believe I receive Your wisdom and knowledge here. I need to know. I'm understanding. I believe I receive it. I begin to put my faith in Him and in His Word. And I'm praying. I'm believing God. Mm-hmm. And He brought us across you guys' path and divinely connected us together. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, there it was. There's the things I thought, man, And when I got that in place, it began to work. Here come my health back up like it's supposed to be.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And what you were asking for, and God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding is what you were praying for. Well, God wants to use all of us in different capacities, so Don wouldn't have a job. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have a job if he could do it all through one person.
Well, and this is the difference between his being a doctor and a minister. He is an administrator under Jesus' administration to administer health, not just write prescriptions,
right.
But he is a health minister to get us well.
Right.
And there's all the difference in the world in that.
Well, again, it's just using God's wisdom and also the spiritual understanding according to, well, it tells you right here in Colossians. It says, Paul was praying, Paul's prayer for the Colossians, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And what's happening is so many Christians are out there and they don't know the knowledge of his will and they don't have spiritual understanding and they're out there walking like blind people toward a cliff, falling off the cliff with cancer, with heart disease, with type 2 diabetes, and they don't have the understanding. They don't have the knowledge.
And turn to a system that admits it can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, mm-hmm. and they're going with what has been taught them and not turning to God's Word and not being led by their spirit.
This has got to be the most important time since Jesus was raised from the dead. We got more people alive on this planet at one time than there has been in all the years before us put together. They're here. And it's time for the body of Christ and the kingdom of God to do its most massive work in all this time. Mm. And the ministry of Jesus will direct it if we'll let him.
Right. But the church right now is not that strong church. It's
that's
a weak, beat-down, diseased,
about.
Depressed church.
They're not letting him be
right.
the minister in these areas
oh,
and not paying any
this
attention
so this is so
right.
good.
To the people that God has called to get our heads straightened back around on the Word and get us off of the world system and get it on here.
You know, right. isn't that
what's going on?
Absolutely.
Right now?
One of the things the Gentiles we have lost, Ken, and I, as we studied with the Jewish and the rabbis, do you know that in the Old Testament, the rabbis, the people that were identified as rabbis, they would have to study their specialist field of whatever, mm-hmm. like in his case, medicine. Or they'd be the specialists in food.
Yeah, butchers. They'd be, the butchers were considered rabbis.
Oh, yeah. The butchers were called rabbis. But this is the key. Before they earned the title rabbi, which I tell Don, you're a rabbi. Do you realize you're a modern-day rabbi? You're a rabbi of God, you know, God's holy word. Because what the rabbis had to do is they had to become the specialists in that field, whatever it was they were assigned to, but they had to know the Word of God with it.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get into the Word of God, fully understand God's laws, and then they had to know the field in which they were in to study before they could be called a rabbi. So when you say God has called us to be ministers, you got to be the specialist of that field, but you better know the Word of God.
Yeah, without it, you don't know.
Well, you got to know
incomplete.
Also, just like a good, you know, football team and the coach of the football team, he's got to know the plays and how he studies the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to study disease and you've got to know how the body operates and how those medicines that are actually, there's more side effects to medicines generally than benefits. And when you read that PDR, it looks like the New York City phone book.
PDR,
a physician's desk reference that has listings of all the medicines in there. There's thousands of medicines.
This thick.
With hundreds of thousands
and
of side
growing.
Effects.
And growing.
That's right. But the Word of God says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, for he that soweth, we're talking about sowing seed, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis.
And all the stuff that goes with it.
Depression, yeah. anxiety.
Yeah.
But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that's peace. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. And that's all of this is what our fruit is, that literally we're entitled to as part of our inheritance of being Christians. Yet very few people are literally reading and understanding and applying their inheritance. They don't know what their inheritance is. They have hundreds or millions of dollars in their bank account, yet they're living like paupers. In the spiritual sense of the word, because they're not partaking of his fruit of divine health. Yeah. They're not partaking of his fruit of being wealthy. They're not partaking of his fruit of tremendous success in business, in their business. We have all of this tremendous fruit as our inheritance, yet we do not get in the Word. We do not take the Word. We do not consume the Word. We do not provide, get the nourishment of the Word. And therefore, so many Christians are sick. So many are poor. So many are defeated. So many are dying early lives because literally they have bought into the world system and are thinking and meditating on the world system. And as a result, they're reaping a harvest of the world system, which is an early death.
And then the world looks at us and they go, that stuff doesn't work.
No,
I don't want what they have. Look at them. They're overweight. They're diseased and they're bankrupt. They're having, you know, their checks bounced.
The sad point of it is Purdue University a few years ago did a study, and among all religious groups studied, the Christians were the most overweight of all the other religious groups. Now, we know that if a person's overweight or obese, they're going to have much more risk of having chronic diseases. So, in essence, what they're saying is the Christians are probably the sickest people on the planet, and yet we're supposed to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be living epistles of God, yet that's not what we're seeing as Christians because, again, we have bought into the world system. We have not taken our inheritance of what we have. And we've not applied that inheritance, and we've sown bad seeds, and we're reaping the harvest of what we're sowing.
You know, I'm more convinced of this right now. I've been in the ministry for 41 years. I'm more convinced now than ever in my life that there are more God-hungry, Word-hungry, tell me what to do and I'll do it, Holy Ghost baptized people than there ever has been in the history of time. There are so many people that are listening to you and me right now that are more ready to do what God has been calling them to do than they ever have been in history. I think this is the reason why God is just calling on people like us to just go and go and go and go and go because it is so vital right now.
Sure.
So much is going on in the earth. Yes. Whole nations are being changed. Well, not without somebody to follow up in the ministry of it all.
I'm telling you,
the enrichment of life, spirit, soul, body, that's the very next fruit, being enriched in everything. The enrichment of life is on the table.
Amen.
Like never before in the history of the earth.
We have a spiritual buffet of the most phenomenal presentation of the most living food. And yet we're going,
amazing?
And we have the most beautiful fruits, the most beautiful vegetables, the most incredible grains, and yet we're going over here to this hog trough, and we're eating out of a hog trough with the hogs, and as a result, we can choose life and life more abundant, but we're choosing disease and death.
Well, I wish you would use we advisedly. I am not going to eat it.
Excuse me, Christians are, many of them. Thank goodness many have changed.
We need every single Christian to live.
Amen.
We need them to live as long as God intended you to live.
And not in a nursing home.
And not
in a nursing home or a hospital.
Yeah. We need every person who's listening at the sound of our voice to fight with everything that's in them to live and stay on this earth as long as you can.
Praise God.
And not have an attitude of, oh, well, I guess my time's up. No, your time's not up.
Let me just tell you.
You need to fight.
Bill Bright was a patient of mine, wonderful man of God. Through Bill Bright's ministry, he led over 150 million people to the Lord. He was a wonderful man of God. I would go to his house once a week and make a house call. And when he was laying on his bed, I mean, he had a terminal lung disease, fibrosis, which is well known. He had fibrosis of the lung, which is, you know, a terrible disease. But he never complained. But what he did, when I'd walk in there, he'd have at least 20 projects, books he'd be writing. All over his bed, just all these manuscripts. And he says, I'm so excited about this one book I'm writing. He says, I'm not sure what I'm going to title it, but he says, I want to mobilize the people in nursing homes to be intercessors and I want to call it till my last breath. So again, what to fight till my last breath? I'm going to work, and I'm going to do what I can for the body of Christ. And what we want to do is we want to mobilize the Christians. Yes. I'm tired of seeing Christians come in my office, and I see a lot of Christians. I see ministers. I see great men of God that are just exhausted. They're spent. I see people with disease. I see heart disease. I see people come in with 1 or 2 weeks to live. And these are powerful, God-believing Christians that believe His Word.
Well, now, this was the place that I was in. I was so completely exhausted. I just didn't feel like I could put one foot in front of the other. And God used you and you guys' ministry to help change that. Now, I know it was the Word of God, and it supernaturally turned me around.
It's all Him.
But I needed to know what I learned from you guys, and you were able to
give you a roadmap. Like a map.
Yeah, where I could go on and do what I'm supposed to do.
You were taking all these rabbit trails, and I said, listen, there's a straight highway.
Yeah.
There's a six-lane highway, and you're taking these tiny little old back roads, these dirt roads.
And it was the ministry of Jesus that got that through to me.
Right.
Now, if you'd been just out there doing your thing and not ever paying any attention, first place, you'd have been dead 30 years ago if that had been the truth.
Absolutely right.
But the whole thing that we're saying here is it is vitally important for you. You are a vital member of the body of Christ. It is important for you to get strong, to rise up in faith and strength, and make the commitments necessary to take care of your spirit, take care of your soul, take care of your body. Get over in the Word of God where your finances are concerned and believe God and get out of debt and get out of bondage to the world. Amen?
Amen.
There's no such thing as a non-important human being.
Amen.
There's no such thing as a human being that is not important. And you're an important part of this body. And we're out of time. And we'll be back in just a moment, so don't go away. I got something really, really important you need to see before we get to you.
Our normal lifestyle. You go to work, you sit on a chair, you don't get up and exercise. It's not like it was 200 years ago where you walked wherever you needed to go.
Things that make people unhealthy are not working out and eating the wrong foods.
Things that make people unhealthy are alcohol, drugs, even overuse of prescription drugs, I think.
It's time for a house call from Dr. Colbert. Based on principles from his New York Times bestseller, The 7 Pillars of Health, your personal health improvement kit takes things a step further by providing useful tools to help you keep focused and on track to a healthy lifestyle. With over 140 minutes of practical tips and biblical principles, Dr. Colbert takes you through the 7 Pillars of Health on DVD while you read the corresponding chapters of his hardback book. Keep record of what you learn and the progress you're making with this companion workbook and a 50-day journal. Changing habits will change your life, and you can do it. Stay motivated by wearing a reminder wristband for each of the 7 pillars of health. Also included is this exercise training DVD, Learn to Burn Calories and Tone Your Body Safely, right in the comfort of your own home. With everything that's included, you'll be inspired and equipped to take charge of your health and live out the full life that God has for you. Take the proper steps to ensure a healthy future. Order your personal health improvement kit by Dr. Don Colbert today for only $59.99. There are easy-to-follow instructions in this kit that will lead you to a healthy, energetic lifestyle. Purchase online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your kit today.
Now, before we leave the air today, I want you to become so aware of this. Without Jesus, you hadn't got a chance. I don't care what it is. There is ultimate failure if he's not in your life. But with him, I'm telling you, all things are possible to him that believes. So we're going to believe God with you today. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to do it right now. So I want you just to pray this out loud as we lead you in prayer. And I will pray, and then you pray when Doc and Mary pray, all right? And you put one hand over your heart just to indicate, God, I mean every word I'm saying. And pray this, oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I
repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Jesus, you're my future.
Jesus, you're my future.
Thank you. I receive my forgiveness. I receive my cleansing.
I receive my new life.
Fill me to overflowing. With your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that with Dr. Mary Colbert and me today, I want you to use the information that's on your screen right now and let us know about it. I want to send you 5 little books to help you get started reading your Bible. I mean, this is the key to life. His Word is everything to you. And show you how easy it is to learn how to study your Bible. That little brochure is all it takes to learn how to study it. It's not a hard book to know, but you need some leadership to get into it. Praise God. Doc, thank you. God bless you, sir. Mary, thank you so much. We just bless you guys for blessing us. Amen. We'll see you next time. Don't you miss tomorrow's broadcast. I'm telling you right now. Now, you've got to be here. Praise God. We'll see you then. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Request your free salvation package online at kcm.org. 5 free books that will help you begin your exciting new walk with God. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, your year to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
A lot of people cannot enter into joy. You know, they're in too much pain. They can't enter into faith. They can't enter into peace. They can't enter into love. But the entry emotion to get you into joy, to get you into love, to get you into peace, is simply gratitude.